Unfortunately, as it can happen, we've put ourselves out there excited about something in the community, and sadly it soured. Like the rest of you, we've been hearing a lot about Screaming Eamon, in short, disappearing from the larger community, and many people left without answers. We do not know the specific of Eric's situation, nor who all was impacted and to what degree. If you were, then pursue filing a claim through PayPal. You know, we hope you are made whole. In the future, Joel and I hope to continue to highlight and back creatives and community members who are doing and trying things that inspire us all. Every time we do, there is inherent risk. Please do your research before putting your money down and never hesitate to share with us when you catch red flags like this time that we might have missed.
This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 118 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
We just survived the holiday rush. I'm almost at the finish line of my house. Life has been crazy. Let's talk about a couple of G.I. Joe highlights for 2021.
I like it.
If you had to highlight a couple G.I. Joe things of 2021, what do you got?
From the breadth of 2021, I can narrow it down to three or four really big things. Right at the beginning of the year, one of the really exciting moments was finishing up the Steel Brigade project, getting the gold head patch, having encased create this beautiful display box, and then realizing that the research had changed and I had to switch out one of the rifles, but it put it all to bed. And it's done. It's nice. It's beautiful. That was one of those first half of the year big wins. And every time I look right above where we're recording, even though it's been sitting there for 6 months, I still smile every time.
That custom display and the way you laid it out is truly beautiful. It's such a fun and cohesive way to display the variations of the figure. Like all the NK stuff that you have got made and that you have, like it's like auction house ready. I mean, it's pro and it looks amazing. So there's no surprise to me that 6 months later, it's still hitting just as hard.
It absolutely does. But what about you? I mean, you've had a pretty successful 2021 as well.
I have two highlights that are basically the same. I'll do one at a time, though. Stumbling into the deal at Joe Fest on the Club's Night Force box set was just kind of one of those weird things where it's like, I've never had the goal of chasing the box sets, getting the box and doing all that. But just seeing the full bag set there and seeing it for an obtainable price, and then beautifully across the aisle is the box, you know, with the paperwork, with the pin. It was kind of like, yeah, man, just buy it. And getting that home and like looking at it, and I did a couple, you know, I did my thing. I swapped out a couple parts on a couple figures here and there. It has inspired me to want to build figures again. You know, like I grabbed the Marauder parts to build a Night Force Shockwave. You know, it's led me to making a folder in the photo section on my phone with every single version of every Night Force figure. How can I make the figures that I don't have? How can I improve the figures that I have? Having that box has changed my view on those boxes. And like having, you know, you pull the lid off and there's the foam inlay and there's the 14 figures or 15 figures or whatever. I think it's 14. I don't know. Doesn't matter. You know, pulling the lid off, seeing it, it just looks so pro. It's so prestigious. It definitely scratched an itch I didn't know I had. Just the inspiration alone to like start mapping out a huge list of customs that I will get to, even just the mental exercise has just is rejuvenated something that I love about this hobby.
I like it when you start customizing and building. Because I don't live in the modern world, I always feel very limited. Although I've been watching a buddy, Brian Powell, post his O-ring customs over the last few months, and I'm clearly only limited by my own hesitation. But in the modern realm, with G.I. Joe and then adding in Marauders and Acid Rain and Joy Toy and everything else, I mean, you have such an incredible range. So when I see you start to mess with these figures, it's always very fun for me. I'm always pushing for Adventure Team, but even an Adventure Team needs a Night Force. So I'm kind of excited to see where you take this and where you go with it. And now you have Night Force Ripcord to make a modern version of. The other big step for me this year was two roadblocks. One was the Chinese knockoff roadblock. My memory is shoddy, so I don't remember if I got him early this year or very late last year. But I got him cased this year. The case that Encased made for me is gorgeous, and it holds the missile and the launcher and the figure perfectly. And then Andrew helped me with a test shot of, I don't remember the exact year, it's one of the 2000s roadblocks. But it's a roadblock in, you know, that version 4 outfit, which is, you know, my favorite outfit for roadblock. Now I need Encased to do a small little case for that. That has been the big win for 2021 in terms of G.I. Joe for me. You know, between the Steel Brigade and these two small but powerful roadblock items, I can't think of a better thing Joe-wise that walked into this house.
Is the test shot roadblock, is that just a figure or is there accessory?
It's just the figure. You know, I have it with the shark test shot that I believe was a last year item.
So your big goal for 2022 is clearly to just continue down the pre-production lane.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That would be expensive.
I think that's an understatement. My second highlight would probably be in the same theme at Joe Fest, realizing that I was like two or three items away from completing the Club Zombie box set. And I've told the story, kind of standing there on the sales floor, realizing that I was like two or three items away from having, in that case, everything that pertained to the zombie stuff. I had all the figures from the box set. I had the attendee exclusive stuff and, you know, the nonsense I've already talked about with that final Steel Brigade and Skyhawk vehicle set. But I mean, again, with that set, once I get moved in and once I pull it out and once I can kind of figure out how I want to display, you know, do I want to display a shelf that's just the 2014 JoeCon convention figures? I don't know. I you know, I'll figure that out once I start having shelves and building stuff out. But I'm really excited to figure that out. And a lot of that has to do with these two items. Like, if you count all iterations of Night Force, there's a lot of figures.
There really are.
Kind of that classic G.I. Joe thing. A lot of them don't look like they're part of the same subset. Part of my goal with building all of these Night Force figures that either don't exist in modern or are out of the price range I want to pay for modern is I have set a rule for myself to not just do, okay, the black and green, it's Night Force. Like, I want the blues, I want the grays, I want the browns, I'm not going to be a slave to the vintage figures when I'm building these. I want there to be heavy inspiration. I want anybody who knows the stuff to be able to look at it and say, okay, well, clearly this is, you know, Night Force X. I want to make sure that to some extent I continue the tradition of, like, you know, the 2000s Toys R Us Night Force figures realistically not looking like they belong to the original O-ring Night Force, but also still having enough cohesion that it's like, okay, this is clearly the Night Ops.
Aside from, you know, being re-inspired to build toys, but you're also moving in a day or two, so I'm assuming that's going to be it put on at least a small hold. What's the big hope for 2022? What is the big drive?
Once we get into the house and kind of get the important stuff built and taken care of, like the living room, you know, the boring stuff, I'm going to start turning half of the basement into my huge G.I. Joe collection room.
What are the dimensions that we're looking at here?
I should be more prepared, but I'm not. It's 30-something feet long by, like, 17 or 18 feet wide is what my room will be.
That's your half, or that's the whole basement?
No, that's my half.
Wow. Nice.
So it's a ranch-style house, so the basement follows the foundation of the house. The house is spread long. So I have a lot of room to work with. It's been hard. I got ahead of myself when we first, when our offer was accepted and we got to go in that last time and take measurements. I had all these crazy ideas and I'm like, well, number one, I got to get in the house. There's a few things that are, take precedent over the toy room.
Very few.
I kind of had some visions of like building these little nooks for shelves. I do intend on building a couple of little cubbies for permanent Dio stuff. Like I have the Razor Crest coming. I want to build a little display slash scene with that where I can have this expensive item in there on display and I can move stuff around and I can, obviously, I want to build these terrains, not solely for the Razor Crest, but I want to be able to use them for anything. Any desert guys, any snow guys, half of my acid rain stuff is kind of themed in the desert zone. I mean, I've got a lot of space and once I kind of get the layout and once I kind of figure out the framing and the insulation, once I can kind of get the actual dimensions, I can start kind of sitting down and drawing out on paper. Do I want to just build a rectangle and fill it in on my own? Kind of another part of that is how much drywall work do I want to give myself? So if it's a giant rectangle, there's no corner bead. If I start adding nooks and corners, then there's corner bead. At the end of the day, I will build it to whatever actually fits my needs best. But it's exciting. It's been a long time coming. I've been sending pictures with you and the Anything Joe's guys, just bins and bins and bins out of my attic where I'm like, well, these are all carded figures. These are all boxed vehicles. I have a huge bin filled with Jurassic Park and Indiana Jones stuff. And it's just, I am excited to just actually see what I have again. And actually, part of that is I need to purge some of this stuff. I get carried away with buying, as we've talked about several times. Once the wheels got rolling, I kind of just cut the brake lines. What are you looking forward to in the 2022 year?
I got those new bookshelves built. They're in the house. We've torn apart the toy / book room. We're rebuilding it. So in 2022, I'm hoping to slow down a little bit on some of the bulk and target on some of the important things. Although I did forget about the Razor Crest when I'm redesigning this toy and book room. So let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us. You want to do that a little more? You just started like going down a deep rabbit hole.
This has been the Order of Battle.